This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Joanne Rawton-Arnold, visually impaired opera singer, chief executive and creative director of Formidability, the world's first opera company that puts accessibility at the foundation of the creative process, to find out all about their new project, Song in Sign, which blurs the lines between opera and song, merging the aura with the visual to break down some of those barriers that are thrown up through language, culture and disability. Hello, Joanne, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you so much for having me.
So firstly, Joanne, for listeners and myself, would you just remind me a little bit about what your company Formidability is all about and how it is making opera more accessible for disabled performers and audiences?
Of course. I started Formidability back in 2019 with a friend of mine called Holly Matheson, who is another New Zealander like me, and she's a conductor. And we both felt that the opera sector was really dragging its heels at the back of the class when it comes to inclusion, lagging behind other areas of the arts. And I was really inspired by my work singing with para orchestra to see if we could do something to have a similar, really positive impact on the opera sector. So our kind of ethos is that we engage a mix of disabled and non-disabled professional artists to make work of the highest possible caliber that speaks to as wide a demographic as possible. We always weave the accessibility through the heart of our production. So rather than making all the fun creative stuff and then at the end tacking on a little bit of accessibility on the periphery, we think about how we can make that access artistic in its own right, and therefore make art that is accessible, so that every show is accessible, rather than just maybe, for example, having an audio describer only for one performance. We have them for every performance. We have BSL integrated into the heart of the production, rather than having an interpreter on the periphery. So on Song and Sign, we have deaf actors who are signing and acting in roles in their own right, interacting centre stage with the singers on an equal footing.
And Song in Sign is a sort of a project that brings, as you say, singers, musicians, performers and signers together to showcase the energy and emotion that comes through music, through the sort of signing and everything else in the performance. And I know this project took a little bit of time to get on its feet and get running and secure the Arts Council funding that made it all possible.
Yeah.
but could you just give me a little bit of background as to how it came about and how the project's evolved through all these rehearsal processes?
Well, I had the initial kind of embryonic idea 2 years ago. I thought, wouldn't it be lovely to do a concert where you have someone signing alongside the singer or singers? And then that little idea grew and grew and grew. We commissioned a new work with some Arts Council funding. So thank you very much, Arts Council England. We commissioned a work in 2022 by Ryland Gleave and Max Chase. I'd met Ryland through my work singing with Para Orchestra. And we got them to write a new take on Oscar Wilde's famous story, The Happy Prince. We wanted something that was scored for two singers, so a soprano and a tenor and a pianist, and two deaf actors. And Ryland is really, really familiar with signing. He'd learnt BSL to a really high level. So he was very, very comfortable with the idea of creating a musical work that has space and time in it for signing to be integrated from the beginning. We held research and development on this back in 2022 to explore the work, the new piece of music, and also to see about these ideas about could we get people who signed to sign in a way that visually represents the energy and the emotion of the music by synchronizing their signing for each phrase with the musical phrase. So it's properly artistic rather than simply the normal pace of signing as you would see on the street, for example. And then that went really well. We learned lots and we had some great ideas that came out of it. And then we decided we wanted to evolve it further and make it more theatrical and create an even bigger visual expression of the music by having the performances semi-staged. So we're actually using the whole space. We're not just standing by the piano and singing, but the actors are interacting with the singers. We're all using this whole stage, adding lighting to show changes of mood as well, so that for our deaf friends and the audience, they see all these things that are going to show them what those of us who hear kind of take for granted, and the way we respond almost in a visceral way to music But we also want to make sure that our sight impaired friends, me included, have full access to the experience as well. So we have an audio describer who is a performance poet writing a beautiful script that, using poetic language, that reflects the aesthetic of the whole concert and of each song. And she'll be delivering that live at each performance and being very careful about where she inserts her descriptions so that people are still able to enjoy the music, which is quite a feat. And sometimes there's a little bit of gap between a song when she will do a description. Sometimes there will be, she might do a little bit during a little piano interlude before the singers start. And that will be available through headsets, of course, at every performance. We're starting the performance on the other side of the world, in my home country of New Zealand, or as we also call it in Maori, Aotearoa, which means the land of the long white cloud. And we've got a fantastic song cycle by Dame Gillian Karawe Whitehead called Awaherea, which translates as Braided Rivers. And it's a mixture of text in Maori, in English, and some imitation of the unique bird life that we have in New Zealand. And there's the kind of underlying message throughout the song cycle is that one thread is strong, but it has an end. Two threads plaited together are stronger, but many coloured threads come together to make an infinite woven cloth. And clearly the metaphor is that it's our differences, our diversity that makes us a stronger society and a stronger world. And that feels like that's a really important message at the moment, given everything that's going on around the world. So we have deliberately chosen a selection of songs by composers and poets who come from all sorts of different diverse backgrounds, all with different protected characteristics or different experiences that really thread into this vision of inclusion. And the kind of subject of each song kind of fit in with the literary themes in The Happy Prince. So we've got beauty, we've got vanity, we've got winter coming, we've got aging, death, love. And it all molds together, and it's really exciting to see how the team is threading this together and the way the connections we're finding between the songs as well as with each other.
And as well as the upcoming performances in London, Birmingham, Manchester and Glasgow, there are also student and community workshops as part of the project Song in Sign. What do you see as the sort of outcomes of these workshops, and what would you like people attending the workshops to come away with?
Ah, great question. Well, it's really important that people understand that an artistic project isn't just about getting up in front of the public on a wonderful stage and having all the applause at the end of the show. It's about the long-term lasting impact of the work. So we want to teach the students in each conservatoire that we're going to, or each music college. We're spending a day before the concert day with the students and teaching them about our approach to creative inclusion, about getting their imaginations to spark and think about how they might make their own work more inclusive before and after graduation, how they could work with professional disabled artists, how they could make their own work more inclusive for their audiences, and I hope create a ripple effect across the sector so that gradually the workforce changes and we start to see a workforce in the arts sector that is much more representative of the reality that I think it's the statistics I saw is about nearly one in four people in the United Kingdom identify as disabled in some way. And we don't see anything like that representation in the opera sector on stage or in creative teams or in governance. And Formidability is really trying to lead the way and show what happens if we remove the barriers. So those workshops are a key part of that for the students. But also it's really important that we reach the deaf and disabled communities local to our venues to spend, and we had our first one actually last Saturday, we spent the most joyous afternoon with a wonderful flautist who's deaf called Ruth Montgomery. She created a workshop for us targeted at this group of people that I've delivered with her, exploring what opera is, poetry, song, why the composers write the way they do, how they use the words to inspire their music, the composer's background, learning a little bit about the kind of challenges that the composers faced who have chosen to be in this concert, and then encouraging them, of course, to come to our performance. And we're saying to them, look, if you haven't been to an opera or a classical music concert, what stood in the way? What are the barriers? What can we tell the venues they need to do differently or better to make you feel welcome? And then we're passing that information on. So we've already thought of things ourselves. We're making sure that there'll be a BSL interpreter in the foyer before each concert to facilitate communication with deaf audience members. I mentioned the audio description. We are making sure we have Braille programs available. I've decided that, as someone who's partially sighted, when I go to a concert, and if they've even thought about having large print, it tends to be the most boring pile of A4 pages with large print and nothing interesting, and everyone else gets to enjoy the lovely, colourful design. So I decided our print programmes are large print as standard, A4, and pretty, beautiful, interesting, but just not with a such densely packed with information. For if you want more depth of information about the songs, there's going to be a link on our website to a more detailed digital version of the programme. So we're trying to think of all the things, but I'm sure there'll be something we haven't thought of, and this is where I'm hoping the community participants might give us a steer. So there's lots of things for us to think about, and of course we will be feeding that back to Arts Council England when we write the enormous evaluation report at the end. But more importantly, it will be informing our future work as a company, and things that we also, the knowledge that we pass on to other opera companies, in the hope that we can influence them and show what best practice could actually look like to make our sector much more welcoming.
And for those of us who might not be able to make it to one of the upcoming performances, is there a possibility of maybe a stream performance or a video performance for us to watch at home?
Yes, we are working on setting up a live stream from the performance in Manchester on the 2nd of February. I haven't yet got the link for that, but I'm sure we can make sure that will be out there and publicised well. And we're also looking at whether we can create a digital kind of legacy recording of some sort that will kind of be a record of our work, and I hope also a way of showing people what can be done, and let's take it elsewhere and spread the word further.
So finally, Joanne, where can listeners go to find out more about the upcoming performances of Song in Sign, and maybe information about that possible streamed version as well, and also information about Formidability too?
Well, our website address is formidability.org. So FORM for mother, ID for Delta, AB for Boris, ILITY.org. And if you go on that website, you will find under the projects drop down menu, there is a link to Song and Sign. And we've got links on that page to all the performance venues and where to buy tickets and the dates, plus information about concerts and about the workshops, both student and community workshops. And we'll be updating that. But also do follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, on X, can't used to get used to that, Twitter, and Instagram and LinkedIn as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Joanne, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I hope that the performances and workshops for Song in Sign go very well, as this sounds like a fantastic project. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Toby. Such a joy.